Hi, guys. We're back again, and I don't know how we're still standing strong together, but we are back. Welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
So
this is your girl, Mandy, and I'm sitting next to
Weezy. Hi, guys.
And it's just us. Y'all have been wanting this. We tried this last week, and it didn't really work.
But we promised not to fight. We have Alex here. He is a, don't you have a, what do you call a registered gun owner? What do you call it?
I got a gun.
Okay, so I got a gun, nigga.
You know, I told Alex if Mandy acts up, pass it around.
And, okay. Sounds good.
Anyway, we want to start our episodes off a little bit different. So if you're a first-time listener of Horrible Decisions, this is a show where we interview people about their kinks. We talk every single week. We try to educate you and entertain you and talk about nasty shit.
Talk about our whole shit.
If you are an early listener of Horrible Decisions, you may remember a segment we had called Vanilla Shit,
yes,
where it was still pretty dirty, but we would talk about a hot topic or an article or a current event that had to do with sex. And this week, we're going to start off with some vanilla shit before our kink of the week. And it is about something called a labia massage. And
when I said labia, I said libido.
You said libido.
What's a libido?
It's libido.
Oh.
Is it you know, I just want to say, 10 minutes ago, Mandy was like, I graduated top of my class.
Which
she did. I was at her high school graduation, and she did, what'd you graduate, top 20, right?
No, top 10, bitch.
Okay, well, bitch.
Top 10.
Top five. You should have been. Thank Maybe you would have got libido. So anyway.
We ain't learned about libidos in motherfucking high school.
That's
why
we did.
That's why we sitting here giving a sex show now, because sex education is not prevalent in high school anymore.
Well, bitch, what'd you call it? Libido?
What is a libido?
Bode?
Libido gotta mean something.
A libido is like, so let's, yeah, it's like your sex drive, your testosterone.
But is libido a word at all?
Nope.
No.
Oh, okay, my bad.
And neither is bidet.
I said bidet, ho.
So I want to talk to you guys about this labia massage thing. So you may have heard that I've been fucking this guy named Jeeves. And I call him Jeeves because he's super smart, and I think he's like ass Jeeves. So we're laying in bed after we watched this movie called The Secretary. And if you've never watched it, it's a movie that was out before 50 Shades of Grey, and it's way kinkier. It's about, like, total submission, like, I mean, besides sex, no sexual acts, no actual, like, penetration, just all full on, like, I tell you what to do, I'm your master, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Super hot. So he's facing the TV, and he's laid my bed facing toward the TV, and not the opposite way. I'm looking at it. My legs are open. And I had just got waxed, so I was trying to show it off. And that's really why I was like that. And so he starts looking at my pussy, and he's like, you have a really beautiful pussy. Like, what do you say to me? It has a lot of substance to it. So I'm laughing. I'm like, what? And he's like, I don't know. So he starts touching me, and he's not touching my clit. He's not fingering
You know, me. Real quick, do you know how loud that is?
Oh, really?
Yes.
My bad.
Okay. Let her finish, because you...
Alex is over here eating like a motherfucker.
God damn!
I'm not trying to get no fucked up iTunes review. Sound guy be true.
Damn, okay.
Nah, okay.
Finish, okay.
So I'm laying there. My pussy's like right in front of his face. My okay. legs are over his chest, so he's like staring straight at it. He doesn't touch my clit. He doesn't insert his fingers inside of me. If you guys have Patreon, I want to show you guys what it looks like. So I'm going to show you my three fingers. The middle finger is my clit.
Mm-hmm.
And the sides right here are my labia, right? Or the lips, or like the inner lips. He's rubbing here, up and down, like stroking them, getting all this increased blood flow. And now it's stimulating my clit, because my clit is in the middle of it. So instead of my clit being stimulated with a finger, right? Mm-hmm. You still have all these nerves in your clit. It's being stimulated by my labia. So now there's nerves in your labia as well. So now all of these are going on at the same fucking time. My nigga, he starts doing it. I'm going to say about 90 seconds in, I lifted my head up and I said, what are you doing and where'd you learn how to do that at? Nigga, who taught you octagon? I was mind blown. So he's like, oh, I really want to make you come like this, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I'm trying to enjoy it, but at the same time, I'm like, this nigga's a hoe. He be trying to play this old cute
Why
shit.
Why you got to call the nigga a hoe?
Because he was too fucking good, bitch. I ain't never had nobody fucking do that. I've had niggas rub on my pussy and do shit like that. Let me tell you.
You know what's crazy? I swear to God, we talked with this with Blogzilla, and I feel like we said that... Why we gotta be a hoe if we good in bed? And now because that nigga good in bed, he gotta be a hoe?
I think it's because...
You see, that same energy.
She don't keep the same energy, bro.
I'm honestly not trying to, like...
That's why when she suck a dick and a nigga nigga be like, you a hoe because you suck this dick too good. You better just smile and accept the
but
whole
you know
comment.
What? Now I understand because I ain't never had nobody do that shit to me, bitch. I came so fucking hard. So I come so hard, he's smiling. He's like totally enjoying it. I'm like, dude, what the fuck did you just do to me? What the fuck was that? He's like, oh, it's called a labia massage. Like, I've honestly never done it to anyone, but I looked it up and I read about it. You probably lying. But he's like, I read about it. And see, this is how, why y'all need to be fucking with geek niggas. I'm going to tell you. Who is looking up how to fucking fuck with your pussy like that? Seriously.
The nigga who wanted me to pee on him, he went through full rounds of just watching porn videos and learning how to make me squirt.
That's dope.
On demand. So it's not even geek niggas. It's a man who genuinely wants to please a woman when she has sex. That's the only difference. It ain't even geek niggas, bruh. It's niggas who take sex like it's a real art form. Like it's a sport,
I will
bro.
Say that the reason I made the comment about geek niggas is because...
He's a geek nigga. We know. You call him
well,
Jeeves.
No, I...
Jesus.
Not even that. He's hotter than that. But he... I say that because I feel like a lot of people will put the time and effort into researching different things to please other people or learning about the body, right? Like... Or even knowing what a labia is. How many men would know? Like, how many men could we ask about our different body parts? And
as soon as you say the lips, they're going to be like, oh, the lips. I know them things.
You got a lip massage.
Right. That's what it is. Oh, I just got to rub them things on the outside.
Let me fast forward a little bit. I'm going to read you guys the technique that I pulled up on this article. But when he did it to me, I was so into it that I said, I really want you to teach me how to do that. And he said, absolutely, I will. I was like, because I want to do it to somebody else. And he said, okay.
Hoes be like.
I said, but, I want you to show me on somebody else. And I want you to have.
Nope, you're starting way too early with trying to introduce another bitch into the bedroom.
But let me just
way
tell you.
Way too early, bro.
How shit?
Nope. Nope.
I really want to
nope.
do this shit.
Yeah, well, maybe you should do the research he did. Watch some shit on YouTube, on fucking Pornhub. The fact that y'all are still so new, I think that you're
you know
bugging
what?
Trying to bring someone else
into the
bedroom.
I think you're very judgy right now.
Absolutely not.
I'm
not judging you
and
at all.
And I'm going to tell you why.
She's trying to help you out.
Thank you, Alex. Like, this
nigga beat your fucking stew chicken. Ain't nobody goddamn asking you shit. I'm sorry if that was loud, but y'all been saying I wasn't close enough to the mic. Whatever you go.
You haven't been.
Honestly. It's not like I'm out here, like, looking for threesome bitches or anything like that. I'm not going to make a Tinder profile. But, bro, it was so fucking hot. Like, I really wanted to learn. And I think it would really fucking get me off if I watched him do it to another girl. So, anyway, here's what I want to read to you guys. I typed in labia massage, and it pulled up orgasmic massage by a website called thegenerousHusband.com. Yes, you can massage her to orgasm. If the massage is in the right place and in the right way. This is not a hand job. It's a sexual massage resulting in climax that will also give you plenty of pleasure along the way. Something you do to make her feel loved and sexually pampered. Okay. I'm going to try to get here. So a lot of it is talking about things like starting with breasts, like kissing and touching. Because it's a lot of foreplay. It's a really intimate thing. So here we go. Sit or kneel between her legs. Do not hurry for her clitoris. This is not about getting her to climax as fast as possible. It's about giving an intense amount of pleasure. You don't even want to indirectly stimulate the clitoris for at least the first 5 minutes. Start on the inner thighs using plenty of lube, whether it be spit or whatever. I added that in. And run your hands up and down the inside of the legs from halfway to the knee up. Initially, don't go past the crease where her legs join her body. Gradually start to trace the crease. Move your hands closer and closer to her vulva until you're brushing her outer labia.
Wait, real quick. Can you talk about this in, like, plain terms? The vulva, where's that at again?
I mean, I can't point to it, so niggas gonna have to look it up. I'm reading it.
But you reading it, but like to someone listening, it's like
let's say the opening of
your
vagina.
If you're gonna say the labia, say the lips, say the opening of the vagina. Make it easier.
Okay.
Yeah. Like shit.
Bitch, just because you
sound like a doctor right now. Don't nobody talk about sex like a doctor.
I'm trying to be helpful. Libido.
Okay.
All right. Place a palm over the entire vulva. So
over the entire pussy. Place your hand.
Right. Move in various ways using the flesh of her vulva as you go. So I guess
using
like,
the skin of her pussy, go back and forth.
So take your hand, like kind of cover the pussy and like rub on it. Don't grab it, but
don't grab the pussy.
It says take your time, go slow. Move to the inner labia. So you know we have two lips, right?
Move to the inside of the lips. Yep.
Well, we got the opening lips, and then you have the labia inside, mm-hmm. right? Move to the inner labia, stroke, and rub it. Not too hard, but you go out and then downward. When you put your hands over the entire vulva or pussy, one after the other, go up and down for a while. So, like, what you're doing in this point in time is, like...
That sounds like dry humping.
No, this is, like, increasing all that blood flow, because it's okay. So close. Right? So, dry humping has, like, it's not skin-to-skin contact. Now, place two fingers on either side of her clitoris, far enough for it to be the outer labia. So you press in and out around it so that the clit is being stimulated by the lips or labia. So you take your hands and you rub it on the labia so that it's moving the clit up and down. Like, mm-hmm. like do quotation marks with your hands. That's what you have to do. Making small circles with it. A lot of people are saying that you can stick your fingers inside of it, but I came without all of that shit just from the fucking massages. If you do, it's saying you start gradually with one finger, kind of like how Vic was telling us, slowly pushing it in and out, and then you press the tip at the top of the vagina. Once you're inside with one hand, the other hand has to keep on the labia up and down. And you can hit your G-spot with the hand. Apparently, women are squirting, going crazy. Yeah, it's insane. So I wanted to read that to you guys because I've never been touched in that way. If you guys have, congratulations. Have you? Because I never have.
When I squirted, like, that's what he does. Like, he'll press down, like, all of the stuff that
no,
you...
No, 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 but have you ever had your labia rubbed?
Can I finish? Mm-hmm. All of the things that you just said is what, and I'm not going to say his name, but the guy who allowed me to piss on him, this is the attention that he's done to my pussy. And remember when I told you he came over and I just got head and he fingered me? This is what he did. Dope. But except he did, and like, I like the insertion of fingers in my pussy. Like, and he ended up fitting three, well, his pinky nail was too long. You know, the niggas with the long pinky nail.
What
he
is
had
that for? Cutting
I don't
blunts?
Know. I thought it was for drugs. But anyway, he ain't want to put his pinky nail in my pussy. So he just like stopped at three, but everything he did before that is exactly what he did. And it was amazing. Because it was like, I didn't want him to fuck. So
I'm telling you,
we just
like,
fingered.
I want to watch that shit, my nigga. Like, so when me and Alex were in the car on the way here, I was telling him about it. He's like, yo, how you do that shit real quick? And so when I Google it, all I could find is videos of like the erotic. It's like all erotic.
There you
massage.
Go. Libido. Look, you can look it up on videos. Why yeah, you need your nigga to play with another bitch
yeah, but
pussy
you
for you?
You can't see it that good in the video.
Nah,
bitch.
Oh, you can't see it that good in the video.
Honestly,
well, maybe that's why I like porn, like gay porn, because they be zoomed in like a bitch. I know everything.
They be
do.
Zoomed in like a bitch.
They do.
Good fucking Lord. Well, so the reason that I also wanted to talk about the labia massage, because it brings me to the kink of the week.
Kink of the week,
which
y'all.
Is edging. So I don't know if you guys got to hear the home mail episode, but in the home mail episode, I talked about one of the sexiest things that I've been told that I do is asking for permission to come. And recently, I've been told no. So that is pretty much edging. Every time I ask, Daddy, can I come? And he says, not yet. I have to fucking hold that shit. So edging is our kink of the week. If you've never heard about it, we may have talked about it on this show, but this is definition. It's approaching the edge of sexual orgasm and withdrawing, usually several times before achieving the orgasm, meant to intensify. And for men, it increases the volume of ejaculation or can force it. So like goes further and a lot more. This applies to any sexual act and is not limited to masturbation. This is a little clip from Urban Dictionary. My girlfriend and I like to edge before we fuck. She performs oral sex until I'm just about to come, and then we stop for a minute, preventing orgasm, and then we have intercourse. After edging like this, our intercourse lasts longer, and the orgasm is stronger.
Okay.
And nigga, I thought I was going to punch him in the face, but it was amazing. Like literally fucking me harder and harder, and I had to fucking hold the shit or taking his
it's
dick
crazy
out of me.
Because when I think of edging, I automatically think of a man edging, like not a female edging.
Dude, I've done it myself with masturbation. So when I was going to see Loverboy in Europe, I hate to bring that nigga up, but it is what it is. I wanted to have really intense orgasms when I got there. So right before I got to Italy, I was masturbating like crazy, and mm-hmm. I would stop.
Oh yeah, nah. I need
bitch.
A bus.
You got some. Self
I need to bus.
Y'all.
No, that's like that's super discipline.
It's part of like the tantric like kind of shit, like just like bring yourself closer and closer. So I would peek. And it would almost feel like I would come, but I would just hold it, bro. It was so
you know what's crazy?
Hot.
Mentally, it's so odd because when I fuck 24/7, I literally would come like three times before he comes. And to me, being with a man who could make me orgasm multiple times, like he'll tell me, bust that nut or like come, like he wants me to orgasm. And so being that I've been with so many men, oh Jesus, that just always sounds bad when I say that. being that I've been with so many men.
You know, I fuck a lot.
You know, but I've been with so many men that didn't make me come at all. So the idea of keeping, like holding back from an orgasm, to me, I guess would have to be with a partner maybe for fun or someone that you're only exclusive with. Like,
so you're not, I want to say this because I think maybe saying it, here's the timeline of it.
Okay.
Daddy, can I come? He might keep fucking me, pull his dick out, make me suck on it, make me taste myself.
Okay.
Then put it back in, then allow me to come. This might be a few minute spurts. This is not like, I got to go have dinner and then come back and he might.
No, and I get that. It's just to me, like, I feel like if I'm about to orgasm and you're about to make me orgasm, I want to get that orgasm because if you stop, I'm scared. What if I don't orgasm? Like, women, we don't have, like, the same button as men do. You know what I mean?
So,
like,
the thing, men. The reason I think you don't have to be scared is because you're already heightening. Right?
Okay.
It's already up there.
Okay.
And you're not going to stop fucking. You're just, like, holding it or they may do something to, like, when I was about to come and he fucking stopped fucking me and, like, made me go down, I was still turned on as fuck.
Right.
He was still touching my pussy. It was still sexy. And then he kept fucking me and then gave me permission to come. And it was just like, now I'm building up. And now I can finally
get
up there.
Let me ask this. Would this be similar to fucking a guy and to keep himself from coming, either nutting too fast, they pull out and then hold from the nut coming and then going back in? Is that, so is it similar to that? Because I've had guys that do that.
It's similar, but we, when we're doing that, we're trying to, like, calm ourselves down.
They're, like, forcing
y'all,
themselves.
Y'all don't want to come that fast.
Would you be comfortable? I want to put, like, some break room in here so we can cut this out. Can you talk about the head that the girl gave you?
Yeah, but just not the timeline.
Okay.
That's fine. Just talk about it.
All right, cool. Okay. So the reason that edging kind of came up is because I was telling Alex about what happened with Jeeves, and he was like, yo, I had head ones, and this is what was happening. Like, she was... he was talking about the best head, how she was pretty much bringing him to edge.
So it wasn't edging during sex, it was edging during head. So how does she do it?
So I'll start off, it's the best head I've ever gotten.
Best head you've ever gotten. And you a grown-ass man. So go ahead and explain this, the best head you've ever gotten.
So
techniques, nigga. Yeah, set the scene.
Yeah, so I'll just say, because I wasn't studying what she was doing, I was just feeling it, but...
I ain't take notes.
She definitely mastered the Corinne Stefan, the double hand.
So
twist,
like this
joint,
the double hand. Okay.
While
which is funny
because
I think that's what I'm really good at, but a lot of men don't like hands.
We call it the salt and pepper shaker.
Do we?
Well,
I don't know what y'all call it.
Us black people do. I don't know what you call it dealing with white men. But
like being able to do the like
I say
do it smoothly.
Just twisting the top.
Twist at the top.
Yeah, but are you guys sucking and doing that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay. That's what she.
Nigga,
was
what you mean? We got a fucking show, nigga.
Ain't
you in here? You think we ain't sucking and twisting, nigga? The fuck? You thought we were just like Black China in this bitch?
No. So you do the hand motion and suck at the same time. Okay, go ahead.
So prior to this, she was just telling me that she likes to watch my face when she does it because.
Oh, me too. I be looking.
Me too, bitch.
Like she really goes off of like my expressions or whatever the. Whatever the case is.
Uh-huh.
And so she knows what to do to get me there. And so she'll keep doing that, get me right to the point, and then chill. And, like, she'll maybe go to my balls or something like that. Like, she'll just, like, chill, move away from the head altogether. She did that shit, like, maybe 6 or 7 times. Like, I was like, felt like you.
So
I was about to punch
you
in the face.
About...
Like, yo.
So you were about to.
How did she know you were about to come? Did you tell her?
That's no.
No.
No words. She was just like,
you know what? You can feel the dick.
I was about to say, do you know that when you're about to come as a man, especially.
It gets rock hard, right?
No, not only does it get rock hard, it starts
flexing.
It starts to, like, pulsate. So I feel it, like, and if we're sucking you, we can actually feel your dick start to thud in our mouth. And that's how we know, like, before you say, oh my God, I'm about to bust, we already know because we feel it. Like, but, and before you shoot.
So the breathing, too.
Yeah, a little bit of the breathing. But, yeah, we actually can feel your dick in our mouth, like, start to kind of jump, like, right, yeah.
That's cool. I don't
wait,
know.
Hold on.
You get it. Like,
I don't need to know
how my dick
when
feels
when she did
mouth.
It, when she stopped, what did she do when she stopped?
Like, she would just move to a less sensitive area. Or she would stop altogether, maybe just spit on it and, like slowly stroke it, like, barely, like a feather stroke. So it's not, like, a real...
And by the way, the feather stroke, I want to tell you ladies, like, well, one of the techniques for feather stroking is the tips of your fingers is a feather stroke. You can put a lot of pressure, but it's just the tips. So it's not a grip. You're just taking your hand and grazing
crazy.
It.
Hmm. Okay.
So.
Teach you something,
bitch. I'm telling you, with that edging shit, and you were right in terms of, like, the intensity of the cum, like, she
Do you think
choked.
You had more cum, or you were shooting further?
Both. Like, she okay. choked.
Well, so
she
where did
like,
you come?
It hit her in the back of the throat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what happened to me last time. And I had to tell him. He was like, boy, healthy.
God damn it. No. Okay, you're
that's
healthy.
That's
what it is.
I wanted
boy,
to ask
healthy.
You something okay. just now when you said, he said, you gonna bust in a... I don't know if... I know you gonna tell me I don't fuck niggas no more.
What?
But I hate when niggas tell me to bust a nut.
Oh,
say
he
that?
No, he doesn't say... No. He does, I mean, he tells I'm me wholesome. To, like, come, like... Make that pussy come. Like, we talk really dirty.
I
nasty,
know, but you
silly.
Say, like, you gonna bust a nut? I hate that
I mean,
fucking shit. Bro, that shit drives me.
I mean, I asked him if he gonna bust. Like, I don't say, are you gonna come? Are you gonna orgasm? You gonna bust? Let me know where you wanna bust. Like, that's, I say bust. Is that not a good term?
Okay, I don't know.
Is that too urban? Is
no.
bust an urban term? Like, do you tell a bitch, like, where can I bust? Or do you say, where can I come? Where can I nut?
I used to say come.
I say
where
come,
I
too.
Come?
Oh, I don't
I
ever
say
bust.
I'm about to come. Yeah.
You gonna bust that nut? No? Okay, my bad. I mean, maybe I'm just...
Yo, y'all some niggas.
Oh,
yeah,
we real
niggas,
man.
Niggas, yeah.
We fucking like some niggas. Like, girl, the last time we fucked, and I felt some type of way, and I told this on live, too. He got up after we were just... we were panting. He got up and yelled, bang, bros! And I'm like...
Whoa.
Was... Do we fuck like porn stars that much? I'm like, there's no bros in here. It's just me and you. And so then we had a whole talk about what his porn star name would be. And it like we had a whole conversation
it
after it. I'm
not oh, he might have said it on like something else. Yeah,
No. He hasn't said it anywhere else. But it was a funny ass name.
What would yours be?
What would my porn star name be? You know, I've never thought about that. I've never thought about it. I don't
me
know.
Neither.
I can't think of it.
I want it to be like something with a kitty.
Or so maybe Magic
just
Mandy.
Just some
no?
advice
like my stripper
to
name?
Magic Mandy?
Yeah, something like that.
Just some advice to the fellas who listen to the show. Definitely tune into the lesbian episode because
oh, that it worked wonders with yeah. how to finger a pussy.
I've been told, I mean, I'm focusing on me, I'm not having sex, but I'm just saying, I've been told I'm the best, and I've heard that.
All
like,
right,
I
Alex,
understand
you're trying
say,
to get
I know
some
pussy,
say it
to like,
pussy or fingering?
Eating pussy. But I add the finger action, and then. Now I'm going to do this whole labia situation. I'm going to see how
you
that
goes.
You know
what's crazy? I'm not even a fan of, like, oral like that because there's so many men I feel like that just aren't good at it. It's a waste of time.
No,
I mean, like,
I've been
okay,
told,
get up.
Like,
you wasting my time. You wasting my time trying to eat this pussy.
I'm looking up one of those porn star name things to see what ours would be like. Oh, like, take your month and your
favorite. No, that's no, bro.
Let's just figure
hell
out.
Hell no.
But I got to try slow.
Well, guys.
Actually.
All right, what month were you born in?
No, we're not going to do this right now. That is what we're not going to do.
October. You are bazongas.
You see,
fluffy
you see
bazongas.
You see how stupid that is?
Let me
that
see.
That is retarded.
That's
come on, Weezy,
really stupid. Weezy just be wasting time up in here with her non-orderly ass. Anyway,
some people like it.
What we gonna do next, y'all, is get into our horrible decision for the week. This is one that Weezy stumbled across, and I think it's a really good topic because it can kind of get us into kind of our ideas of shit, kind
yeah.
of, sort of, right?
So I found this because I felt like I've been having a lot of people ask me in my personal life, not horrible decision related, like, how do I do this? How do I talk? How do I tell my partner I want this? Like, what's the right thing to do? So I Googled this in the car on the way here, and I found an article by Essence.com, 5 sex topics you and your partner must discuss. The reason I really wanted to talk about it is because I actually don't agree with many of them. I don't like a lot of them.
You read me off before the show
yeah,
about 4, and I agreed with the first 4, so
I don't. I agree with 3 of them. I think that a lot of these are a little too much, and I think for the listener base that we have, especially with modern day age, like situationships, I think that it's going to be a very difficult time for people to read an article like this and figure out when is the right time. So
let's go to number 1. What's the number
1? So here's how they describe this, though. These are 5 important topics to discuss with your man before taking your relationship to the next level. Are things heading there, or maybe they've just been a bit underwhelming between the sheets? When you and a partner become intimate, ultimately great sex is the goal. We get that. Here are a few topics you should cover together to minimize awkward moments in bed. Number 1, love it. Talk fantasies, fetishes, and desires.
I think that's very important, even when, and I don't think it's a first conversation thing to have, but when you meet a guy, I think that this is super important because I'm not gonna lie, it's gotten to the point where now at the age that I am and knowing what I like sexually and what turns me on, I want to kind of see that a guy is even just open.
I want to talk about this really quick. Sorry to cut you off. Well, how soon is too soon?
For what?
Talking about fantasies.
Fantasies? Shit. Either after you had sex the first time or...
So is it after... So that's a cool thing. You're saying
yeah,
after
like,
sex.
Well, no, it could be before sex too, but it what depends the relationship that you want to build with this guy.
If a girl started telling you her fantasies and kinks before...
I tell guys all the... It depends.
I want to hear
it
what...
It can't be with every situation.
It is different with every situation, but a lot of women are worried about talking. This is why we have the show, dude. They're worried about talking about the things they want in fear of judgment. How do you feel? Let's just say it's a third date. Maybe you're having drinks. And
you're going third date. I was going first.
That's what I'm saying. By the first even text messages
let's assume
in.
That no one's having... First couple text messages in.
No, if you get into a conversation, especially with us having this show, they see what we talk about.
Let's say hypothetical.
Kink,
most people are meeting people on Tinder.
Online Tinder, right.
Exactly, yeah.
So not within the first message.
No, not within the first message, clearly.
Once the first meet is set,
y'all can start seeing
being
what
up.
Pages. Because to me, I'll sit here and tell
it's
you
it's going to be brought up subtly, but it's being brought up just so I know, okay, are you a girl who's, willing to put out on the first date, or you're
hold on, Alex, I don't need you.
But it's not even putting out. So to me,
wait, how is sex brought up before the first meet? What are you saying then?
Very subtly.
In what way,
all different ways? You could just
sex is brought up in a lot of
different
ways. No. Because he's saying, I want to see if I'm going home. Or, go ahead.
No. Okay, I'll do it after we set the date. It'll be like, when's the last time you've been on a date?
Okay.
Boom. So she'll talk about the last time. Or I just got out of a relationship. I'll ask, how long ago was that? And then it's like you transition to, when's the last time you were with someone?
What?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not asking no niggas that.
I'm not.
And I ain't answering.
You know what's crazy? Is
you asked this to the last person you slept with.
Yeah.
Before you met them.
You got to lie. I just want you to know she didn't tell you the truth.
During. During the first date.
You asked her the last time she had sex on a first date?
Yeah.
My nigga, I wouldn't answer your question.
I mean, this is
But you know what? See, and this is my issue, too. When I talk to guys and we're talking about the fetishes or what you would like to do or what you haven't done, I think that it could still be brought up real nonchalantly without feeling like he's trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
But I gauge the responses of these guys real quick. Like, when a nigga come off real but you know, no gay shit or no, when I feel like a guy is just super hyper, the hyper masculinity in the bedroom and doing all that.
I'm doing it more for that to get
right.
What type of sense
I
want to
have
it's
a
not
sense
like just
of
to know
who
if
you
I'm
are in the bed.
Them.
No, I hear you, but honestly, I would have told someone that it's none of your business on the first date.
Oh, well, I mean, to me, I don't think I've ever been asked, when's the last time you had
sex? I've never been asked that. That's why I can't see how you brought it up and it.
Because if we're talking about sex already, you just.
Say, when's the last time you had it? And would you look at her any different if she's like, well, there's a nigga I'm fucking that I fucked him 2 days ago?
Nah. But I'm just trying to get
a gauge
of...
But a lot of men would. You wouldn't. But there's a guy that was trying to talk to me recently. And I let him know that I wasn't looking for no one because he was trying to come over. And I was like, well, listen, I'm not looking for that right now. Whatever you offering, your dick, whatever, I'm not interested in because I kind of have somebody that is already taking care of that.
So what are you looking for then?
Exactly.
I'm looking for either a nigga to pay these bills and a trick or a nigga to be my boyfriend. But you're not going to sit here and try... straight up.
So,
but you're not going to be my boyfriend asking to just come over my crib. Nah.
The main reason why I do it is because... This online dating is so confusing. You have some people that just look at it
as
sex, and then you have people who are looking for their next mate, to marry.
I would prefer the question be posed as, what are you looking for? Then, I'm going to be honest with you, even someone saying, when's the last time you went on a date? I'm thinking of the last first date I went on, maybe the last two. One of them with Lover Girl and even with Jeeves. If they would have said that to me, it would have completely fucked me up. When's the last time you went on a date?
No, I mean, I the what are you looking for, but whole asking me when's the last time I had sex, when the last time,
I'm not jumping out the gate with that. We're already talking about sex.
How would you feel if a girl asked you that?
I'm completely open.
When is the last time you had sex
completely
on a first
open.
Date?
Yep, and I'm going to tell her with my ex many, many months ago.
But see, it's different, I guess, for you then, because you got a whole ex and a whole woe is me, I just got out of a relationship.
Line. But
when I'm sitting here just fucking a nigga, he put me in an Uber 2 days ago, what's up?
You don't think that her asking that question sincerely to you on a first date is a bitch doing too much and getting in your business too much?
If we're talking about, I'm not jumping out the gate.
Even if you're talking about sex, to ask your timeline of what you've personally been doing recently.
Why do you have anything to hide? If you're going to have a relationship.
Why do you have anything to hide?
Yeah.
Yo.
Let me skip to the next one. We're going to go to the next one.
How long have we been recording, nigga? Because I could go off on you a little more.
Nah, we got time.
All right.
What's number two?
Number two. Hate this one. But let me read into it a little bit. All right?
Okay.
Number two is discuss your sexual history and future plans. Mm. Remember in high school when sex ed classroom, teacher warned you that if you have sex with someone, you're having sex with anyone they've ever had sex with. As disgusting
this
it was.
This is what happens when you read, though. Read normal so that people can understand what the fuck you're saying, bro.
How am I doing it?
Like, dog, talk to
you. Want me to read slow?
Dog, but talk to where people can understand you, bro.
I'm just honestly.
This is why you don't read the whole mail.
Or just give a gist of it. You don't have to read, like, verbatim.
Right, but if you're going to read verbatim, read it so that we can understand you. We sitting right in front of you, can't fucking understand what the fuck you're saying.
Yeah, I couldn't understand what you're saying.
Thank you, Alex.
I would like you to shut the fuck up for $300. All right. You need to know a person's sexual history up front. Diseases, genders of partners, and testing history.
What the
fuck? If someone has not cleared STD testing within the past 6 months, their results are not current. Don't leave it up to your partner to look out for your best interest. It's okay to start fresh together and have one together, blah, blah, blah. You two can go together. It can be awkwardly a fun adventure. It's certainly one that ends about you both feeling great. Family planning is also an important part of any pre-sex discussion. So when it said sex
history. Pre-sex discussion?
My nigga, I swear. Listen. When it said sexual history and future plans, I had no idea they were talking about kids. Family planning is important. For example, you talk to your partner
actually,
about birth control.
I like this one.
Nah, bro. Unless you raw dogging a bitch up front, like, no.
Nothing is more uncomfortable than dealing with an unplanned pregnancy before either of you know what you truly want.
That's what, why you fucking a nigga raw on the first time anyway?
No one's saying it could be raw. Condoms are what?
Condoms break.
Bro.
Okay, and then the condom break, all right, you both better be rich enough to have $50 and go to Walgreens and get that plan B.
Not everybody is taking plan B, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. It fucks your body up a lot. I'm kind of against plan B and what it does to my hormones. I would check a calendar to see when I'm ovulating first.
Don't put that energy out there. But
right, I'm cool with plan B.
Exactly.
I'm cool with it too, but like research it before you just pop in plan B's all the time.
I mean, you ain't got to pop them all the time. But
know your body and know when
you're ovulating. The reason why you need to have that talk, because what if you're with somebody who's pro-life?
Now, that's a good
topic. That is a good point.
So that's a good point, because that could be to where if there is a mistake and you're dealing with a pro-life and pro-choice person, which clearly, bitch, I'm pro-choice. But I just want y'all to know, we're going to push myself down the stairs. No, I mean, you got 500, I'm going right up to the clinic and we're going to cut the little thing out. But, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
But Easter this too,
I'm sorry, that
is Easter.
My bad.
Jesus has risen. So have them abortion fees.
But that is a good point that I didn't think of, is dealing with a partner who may be pro-life, which I know a lot of women that are, and I've heard of this situation
really
happen between...
You know a lot of pro-life women?
I mean, I know a lot of bitches who had abortions, too. But I do know that when...
Deadass, you know someone that's like...
I do know someone who's pro-life, who literally only had the baby because her whole family was against... Girl, you don't know her. We had our 5-year gap, and you don't know her, and I'm not going to tell you her name.
You still talk to her?
Yeah, but she has her baby, but that kind of put a damn...
wrong with being pro-life.
You know,
I'm not, but to be honest, I feel like...
She thinks hoes are all pro-choice.
No, stop. I'm serious. I'm not meaning that. We all are like-minded people. We're doing the show. Like, it really surprises me to know that, you know, in your personality, that someone who was like...
I hang with a lot of different people, but it's...
No.
Wait a minute. I'm pro-life.
Right, and it's...
I'm pro-my life.
Look, you hang with that nigga every day.
Pro-life? Nigga, that means you don't believe in abortion.
I'm pro-my life.
Right, so he don't want no baby messing up his life.
So it's a really conservative view. Like, very few women are still, like, not...
Yeah,
like,
but when you...
So I'm just a little bit
surprised.
But
when a woman is with a close-knit family who believes in having babies and believes in families, and it's a religious value, like,
this bitch would
there's a lot of... Well, no, she had the baby with the nigga, but it's because her, like, her family would have disowned her for having an abortion.
How would they have
when
known?
Bro.
Like, let's keep it 100.
How what
would
do you
they
mean,
have
how would they have known?
How would they have known she had an abortion?
A lot of people go through stuff like that, and they don't want to just hold that shit in. Maybe that's something
that you and I
could keep
in. I'm just saying, like, to be disowned or to have a baby. I mean, maybe she was in a relationship.
Right. I mean, but when you're close with your family, you don't, like, you share shit with them, bro.
I hear you, but it's still something very private. I don't share with my family every time I have sex, and I don't know if I would be giving all of my details of my body.
Right. She damn near, the whole world knows every time you have sex.
I'm just saying, like, I don't think that women should feel like it needs to be something that's told. If you want to keep that private as a private moment of your life, you have every right to. It's your body.
All right.
I will say
topic
that
topic change because abortion is sensitive.
Well, no, that it's fine. Okay, well, aside from that,
Oh, we'll talk about your sexual history. Planning. Let's talk about that. Talking about the genders of people you've had sex with, all this stuff. How do you guys feel about that? Because I thought I found that very...
I will agree. And I will say that because when I was dealing with Q, I'll say that. We ain't got to bleep that out. When I was dealing with this guy, I was super, super, super... I probably would have had his baby back in then.
Well, were you guys having sex unprotected? Let me ask that.
No.
And you still were talking about this different genders. And...
This was... He knew I liked women. And when we were talking about to the point where I was going to move in with him and we were talking on that level, we had a whole argument / conversation about him not wanting me to deal with women.
Why?
Because he didn't want to feel like he wasn't doing everything that he needed to do or feeling like I would need to go deal with someone else to be happy.
What does it have to do with the...
He didn't want me dealing with other partners.
No. So this isn't part of this. This is sexual history.
No, sexual history. So if I'm dealing with gender, because to me this whole article is about what
the risk of increased STDs.
Well, no, bruh. It's the conversations you have before you take a relationship to the next step. Yeah. Which is what I'm saying.
This article is talking
and
about.
And it said past gender relationships.
No, I hear you. There's another segment of that that's talking about what you're talking about. But the sexual history portion is strictly because of STDs.
Right. Okay. Well, that's I was talking about thing. Still my sexual history deals with that I've dealt with women before. And so I'm going to discuss that with a partner. Sexual history, we already said that at the end of the day, if it's curable and I had it, what you need to know about it, folks? I had chlamydia one time, it's gone.
I agree with
what
you.
What am I telling you? I had chlamydia for at 18 if I ain't got it no more.
To know my sexual history as far as like people, like especially too early on. And once we go unprotected, then that's fine. But like talking in terms of like body count, because it was saying like how many and genders, like I don't think body count is relevant and I think it's private. And if I want to share that with you, I will. But I don't think, I totally disagree with this article. I don't give a fuck how well we need to know each other. And I'm going to be real with you, nigga. I don't know.
I mean, I was going to say, ask me the body count for the last 6 months. We can get there. But if you really want to know the entire lifespan of my life.
Do you watch Sex and the City?
I can't believe it.
I don't know.
When she said, how many people have you had sex with this year?
Right.
It's not like I'm saying my body count is high or anything like that, but I still.
Oh, I am. And so.
I don't know if it is high.
I don't know the number.
That shit might not be.
If you say you don't know the number, to me, that's high enough. You don't know the number, it's high.
I don't know if I can name 10 niggas right now, to be honest with you. I'm going to name the last few. And then
bro, the first episode, we went through 10 and you left names off the list. And this was like episode 5. And that's only because as women, we forget.
Oh, because I made a list.
You made a list. We delete bodies. It happens.
Cutting. Well, let's skip.
I'm just saying.
I'm single digits, so I don't know what y'all talking
about. And oh, so please. Another. The next... Over,
I've been told that I eat the best pussy. By who?
Right.
By the five women I slept with.
Okay, so all right. Another one that they said is swap calendars. This is interesting. It says that. I didn't skip one.
Yeah.
I didn't want to talk about that one right now because I think that one's stupid. You can talk about that one last.
Like, it's still in the
next
top
one
five.
Is swap calendars. This one I just feel like we ain't going to talk much about because it don't make no sense to me. So it says, you like it in the morning, but you're more of a night owl. You're comfortable having sex 3 times a week, but your partner's more like a 3 times a month guy. I've seen a lot of things talking about, like, how much sex is too much. Or if you're in a relationship, what's a good amount of times to have sex? So I think that this is a good thing. And I actually just
when do you like it? I think this is great.
And I think I just posted something actually on our Horrible Decisions page. Yeah, because I have some shit to say, nigga. So I just posted something on the Horrible Decisions page.
You could do that one. Anyway.
Fuck.
Let me get my Google Cal.
No, but fuck y'all. So I actually said, one of the posts that I put, it said, guys think they want a lot of sex until they get a woman who wants a lot of sex. And the comments under here, if you guys want something good to read, it's about 72 comments of people who wrote kind of what they thought about that. And I think it's funny because there are women who want to go rounds. And if you get with a guy who's like a one and done, and after he busts that nut, he can't get back up and he don't want to go back up, you're going to be unfulfilled.
Right.
So when you're dealing with a partner, even this might even be before looking into a real relationship, even if you're dealing with a nigga and he might just be the only nigga you fucking just to fuck, if he's not on the same, I guess, plane as you, if you like morning sex but he don't want to roll over and deal with your morning breath, you going to be unhappy because now you can't get your morning dick. So I think that this is actually really good and pertains to a topic that
I like that too because I was dating someone, I don't know, maybe like 2 years ago that would love morning sex and he thought I would enjoy it. He was like, oh, do you like when I wake you up with this
I
dick.
I like morning sex.
And I was like,
I be mad when a nigga don't wake me up with dick. You spent the night for a reason.
So I'm like, nigga, if I wasn't gonna wake
up to dick, you should have went home last
night. I like it on them one-off things. When there's a nigga over, like, yeah, I want it as much as I can because I rarely have niggas over. Right. But in a relationship, no, I don't. Like, when we waking up together, and, like, it's just, like, I got shit to do.
I've never lived with a guy, so I guess that's just different. I've never lived with a guy.
Well, I don't know. You hear me, though. Like, bro, first of all, I'm waking up at 7 a.m. to get to work. Now I got to set the alarm at 6:30 to get some dick. I want to fucking hit snooze.
But when I have niggas, because clearly I have niggas come over, I go over there. Like, if I spend the night, it's because I want it in the morning.
Yeah, you're talking about one-offs. So yeah, it's like those are...
One-offs don't count. You fuck as much as you can in those 12 hours you have that person.
And so anyone listening, because y'all niggas don't know, this is the rule. If you spend the night with a bitch, she need dick in the morning. If you don't plan on giving her dick in the morning, take your ass home.
I like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
A lot.
That's a good one.
You gotta...
I know. Wait, I'm talking to you. Whichever camera, if you stay the night, nigga, I need that dick in the morning.
Gotcha. Wait. But just before you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Your topic that you said about dudes thinking they want sex until they're with a woman who wants a lot of sex.
So wait.
I just want to. So I've noticed with the five women I've had sex with.
Only five.
Just five.
Body count number out there. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
We're in so Q1, gonna... by the way, of 2018. So no, five women in Q1.
Oh, is it Q1? We actually in Q2, by the way.
Oh, hey, April Fool's, bitch, I'm pregnant. What?
Go ahead.
So I've noticed it's about your sexual chemistry as well.
For sure.
So, like you said, I don't know if you mentioned this on the pod, but let's just say if you're with somebody and you get off multiple times before they have their first nut.
Right.
When I've been in situations like that, the woman doesn't want sex.
It's funny.
As often.
I don't be wanting sex after.
You see?
And normally I'll be with a nigga and I'll be like, can we go another round? Can we go another round? With 24/7, I'll be like, yeah. Whew, that was great.
So I've noticed
that's
that.
That's it.
Because you're not satisfied.
It's definitely a difference.
Yeah.
But it's funny, too, because I also said this on Instagram. I think a lot of men need to know the difference between liking sex, being a nympho, and being a freak. And I say that to say, because I feel like a lot of men, when they meet a woman, they'll be like, yeah, baby, I'm a freak. You just liking the act of sex does not make you a nympho. And you being a nympho does not make you a freak. Because once I bring up the pagan, oh, nigga, you ain't that freaky in real life.
I don't know if you guys have ever, or if you really understand what a nymphomaniac, like, entails. People are getting, like, they're out there, like, getting headaches, getting frustrated, getting panic attacks. Like, just frustration and anxiety without having sex. Like, that nympho shit is fucking real.
No, it's real.
Yeah, but there's not many nymphos out there.
You know,
like real ones, like real.
Well,
ones that...
I think that I agree with you,
yeah.
But I think that maybe all of us at one point in our lives have maybe gone through a
spurt
of being a nympho. I have. I was like masturbating at work like crazy.
I
mean,
I've
had moments
every day.
Where, well,
I'm probably
not
a nympho.
Necessarily.
I would consider myself a nympho.
It's not taking over your life,
that's
though.
A nympho, though.
That's not a nympho.
I would consider myself a nympho.
And I think
coming
having,
at night
I think
is
having
not
to get off is not the same as like craving sex. Like,
so,
nymphos need to
have
sex.
This is fucking up your livelihood. Like, you can't go through, like, daily activities or you're thinking about fucking, like, me sipping this water bottle in the shape. You're thinking about a dick. Like,
I'm gonna. What's crazy is I'm in a sex class right now, and they actually used to diagnose nymphomania as a mental disorder.
It is.
And would put women in.
No, they took it out of the DSM.
They what?
Like, it's a book that categorizes all.
All
mental
the difference.
They
yeah,
that one
I just feel like there's a difference.
Wait,
between...
why is it? I'm on dictionary.com, and it says uncontrollable or excessive sexual desire in a woman.
Yeah, it's attached to a woman, and
no,
they would
no,
put
no.
these
I think
women
saying
in
it, like from men.
No, no, it's saying in a woman, like a. It's not saying anything about a person. Only women can be nymphomaniacs, which is so fucking sexist because anytime a fucking woman wants to get fucked, now I'm a fucking
Weezy.
Nympho. God forbid I want to ask for some shit. Now I'm a fucking nympho on dictionary.com. This is so fucking bullshit. I can't even believe they're not describing it as anybody else. Wow. Even on Urban Dictionary.
It's a woman.
Yes. Not to be confused with slut or skank.
Not to be confused.
Where one's sexual dignity is pathetically low. I am, who has a woman, wow.
Yo,
another one. A woman who has abnormally excessive and uncontrollable sexual.
Yeah.
You know what? I want us to go on to the next
this
topic.
This is who you need as a guest. You need
a nympho.
Get a nympho on it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we'll just interview
I
you.
I thought it was me, bitch.
No.
I mean, I'm close. I'm probably like a nympho
1.0.
This is such bullshit, bro. I don't like that.
Have one dick and you wait on it till you get it. Like, that's not nympho. Like,
oh, but okay, but that's
fair.
No, but exactly. I will sit here and say that that is recent. Cause a bitch had a rotating door at one time,
and it was that literally. Means you're not a nympho right now.
Right now, I'm not a nympho because I'm finally getting like pleased with the amount of sex that I need. Well, right now I'm also extremely busy, which is crazy because when I feel like I have more free time is when I have an itch to just be a hoe. I ain't even gonna lie.
I understand.
Like
that,
I have a
spring break,
nigga. Summertime
is coming.
But that's what I'm saying. You're not really a nympho because like somebody bipolar can't just turn that shit off because they busy.
Nigga, maybe I'm bipolar and nympho.
No, I'm just saying.
No, I'll agree with that. I'll give it the
info. You can't just turn info
I'm
off
also
when you
really
feel
busy, nigga.
Convenient.
Well, let me get to the fourth one. So Mandy skipped this one.
Because it's stupid.
But I actually think this is a very interesting one.
Ain't that interesting.
The headline is Make Sure You're Exclusive, which I was dumb. Like, no. But here's what it says underneath. Could your lover have another? Like it or not everyone's definition of commitment is the same. The person that's writing this article cautions women to never assume exclusivity in a sexual relationship. She suggests being upfront and asking your partner if they're dating or involved with someone else. Having straightforward conversations about whether or not...
I fuck someone else?
Who said that? I said that.
Having straightforward conversations about whether or not you're sexually exclusive does reduce confusion. Now, here's where I want to stop you because I know you said the first date. You think this is stupid. I think this is really, really good.
I think that's... important.
I think it's one of the most important ones.
I don't think it's something to talk about before you have sex, but yeah. Before
this is not before you have
sex.
Do you remember what this title's about, though? This is about having sexual conversations with a partner.
Before you go into a relationship, yes.
Right. That is so fucking important.
Yes.
Because, my nigga, if you fucking my ass and I'm eating yours, you are not allowed to have anybody else.
Says the non-monogamous bitch. She's so contradictory.
I'm teasing, but like, no, I mean, seriously, though, there's things that these women are giving of themselves that feel like they're doing a lot, and or whether it be exploring new shit sexually or maybe trying something in hopes for more or thinking that, you know, this is their only partner, and to find out that you ain't.
But you know what's why I kind of disagree with waiting until you're ready to take it to the next step? I feel like this should be a conversation on a first or second date. This shouldn't be something that you spring up on a nigga 6 months into now you really like him and then
no,
he tells you, by the way, I'm into polyamory.
These are conversations before sex.
Before making a relationship.
This,
before moving to the next phase.
This article is five important topics to discuss with your man before taking your relationship
to the next level.
It doesn't describe what the next level is.
No, nigga, you asked too early.
No, I don't.
Well, I asked all four of these things before having sex.
I'm actually interested to know what y'all think of this now because both of you were saying and talked about this stuff early on.
I would talk about this
I've been
way
fucking,
early on.
Yeah, I like met this... Jeeves the week before Valentine's Day. What is it? It's April 1st. I do not ask him about if he's sleeping with anyone else right now. I don't think it's my business.
You just don't want to be hurt.
No.
Right. I think that that's just more for you.
No, I don't think that is. I don't think it's more for me at all. I
so
think that we're too early.
Feelings, you don't have feelings for him.
Absolutely,
strong
I do.
Strong feelings.
But
so
I still
right
feel
now,
like...
right now, if he's fucking somebody else, who's fucking him better, you're not going to be
who
hurt.
Who fucking him better? The fuck
exactly.
Right, right.
I
that's
had
what I'm saying.
Because I know
what
you
all feeling
it. But I'm just saying. What's up? Right now, he's with her right now.
But I think it also gives her because she's so emotional.
How you feel right now? He's having sex right now with somebody else. How you feel?
I don't know if I'm exactly. I feel like a little bit of jealousy.
I look at her face.
But I don't know if I necessarily feel like he shouldn't be. I don't. I don't feel like he owes me that.
So she a liar?
I'm not lying. I'm being really honest with you. Seriously, because I don't feel like I shouldn't be sleeping with other people right now either. I don't owe him anything. We're spending two or three times a week together. Like.
He just did the labia massage, right. And she's like, "Who the hell you learned that from?"
Listen, I would be a little jealous because I was just with him a night ago, but I swear to you, I'm not lying.
Why should you be any jealous?
Right.
Shouldn't you be zero jealous?
I know I should, but I can't help that. Like, that's the way I feel. I would be a little bit jealous, but it wouldn't keep me from talking to him. It would make me question him more. Like, I would not be, wouldn't force me to stop talking to him, wouldn't make me.
I think it's the feeling of being monogamous that you like, because you mentioned this in the last recording that we did. You said, well, I like him because... I feel like we're exclusive to each other. I feel like we're the only ones seeing each other.
So you were saying that, I know you said that to Lover Girl, and I don't remember saying that. I really don't think those were my words. I think what I said was...
Did she not say that?
I don't recall ever saying... I didn't say anything like, I feel like we're monogamous to each other because that's not important for me right now. I remember saying to you, though, which I think you're confusing, when we talked about one or the other, I said, she has a primary and he doesn't. So...
I feel like I'm monogamous with him.
I didn't say that. I said we're both single right now.
I'll clip in what she said.
Okay, you can.
This was during this episode?
I really don't.
Pillow,
it's like he's single and I'm single, so like we can do our own thing. She has another partner.
Do you want anything more with him?
Like,
will you have this conversation with him at any point?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about it because, like, when I'm gone for work in Texas for this new job I got.
Oh, yeah, that's 2 weeks. If you see him 2-3 times a week, he got somebody else filling that spot.
Let her finish this call.
That nigga coming.
Oh, yeah, you wanted to bring him there. That's right.
No, he's coming. It's, like, locked and sealed. Like, he was like, you gone 2 weeks? Like, he's flying there for the weekend, those 2 days. And to me.
That's love. Fuck that.
Oh, my God. It's not love. It's.
Yo, you are not. She's away for just 2 weeks.
Okay.
You're trying to say, right now, you're just friends with benefits, maybe a little bit more. You can't go 2 weeks without seeing this person.
What's friends with benefits? If you could just friends with benefits, go on
a flight to Dallas is like fucking $150, and I gotta spend a room. Let me go for a weekend. You gonna be there? I'm gonna come meet you there.
They both live here. He can't just wait until she's back.
Like, but why not? Let's go. Let's go to another city. My company paying for my hotel. We live.
I don't know if I would say friends with benefits, but we're definitely dating. And even if he is dating someone else, like I might start dating someone else. I don't know. I'm seeing another girl, right? But. Right now, I like him a lot. He likes me, too. If he was gone for 2 weeks, I might suggest the same thing.
So you believe only bringing up this conversation of exclusivity when you want to take it to the next level? You think me and Alex bringing it up in the beginning?
We have no other level right now. So, like, I just went through a breakup, and so did he. He was with someone for 3 years. It's been about 10 months since he's been separated from, like, or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He moved to New York. It's over. They used to live together. Right. I feel like he just moved to New York. I feel like he's going to be exploring a lot. A nigga got a dick hung like a horse. Like, I don't see why he wouldn't. I know he likes me. I know he's spending a lot of time with me. But I don't want to be silly to think that he's not going to be exploring other people. I also know how intense our chemistry is, which is why he is coming to see me in Dallas. And I'm not surprised, which is why we spend so much time together. But I'm not going to sit here and say that I would be shocked if he was seeing someone else. And I don't think that takes away from how he feels about me. I like him, too. But I still fuck Lover Girl, don't I? Why? It's just we're both single. So I don't think that it's right.
What's the next topic? Do we have another topic? Okay, if not, we're going to get in the whole mail.
That was the fifth one?
I think so.
The fifth one is be open about your sexual secrets.
Which I think we kind of touched on. Which to me is like STDs. And
no.
Oh, this one is kind of talking about sexual.
I thought it was five.
It was five. This is it. So it's talking about touchy subjects. And I think this has to do with like.
Oh, like the safe words and shit.
I think that, and I also think maybe awkwardness with things like, hey, maybe like I don't like you to call me bitch, or I don't want you to call me this.
Oh, yeah. Or so slut in the bedroom.
That's
like,
great.
Going through those.
Actually, I've heard a lot of men tell me that women don't like, or I like my pussy spit on, and I've had guys tell me like women thought that shit was rude, like just to spit on your pussy when you like about to fuck.
Well, not only that, I think it just goes more so with also knowing your partner because the nigga who used to want me to piss on him or whatever, he was really into being a sub for me. So he would say he wants to be my bitch. I can't go around telling niggas in the bed, let me make you my bitch. Like, because to a man who's a dom, he's not gonna like
right,
that.
Right. And I think that's maybe
so
what the sexual
even when you
like
deal with certain there's certain things in the bedroom as far as lingo that's used, or like,
even
I'm not
things
gonna lie,
like
don't
anal
say
play,
cock.
Like, let's say
cock
like
might make me not like you.
Touching my ass, like I would rather someone talk to me before. Actually, Jeeves asked for permission to eat it, which I appreciated because I was just like, I would be like, "Woo, you just going right there? Like you about to put a finger in there?" Like,
yeah, I like the talking. So just knowing your boundaries, knowing what you do and do not like, I think that that's very important. I think that that's actually something to discuss if you're even just having sex with someone, not if you're looking to move to the next level. I think that that's something that needs to be discussed if you're fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Even if you don't even want them as anything more. And it's funny that we talk about this because the next topic, our girl had a question. So as you guys know, we have home mail. And this week we have a really good one from a homegirl out in Central Florida. Shout out to the
you know her?
7. No, I don't know her actually.
Oh,
this is someone I don't
know. Girl.
I mean, because all y'all listening is our homegirl.
I just asked because I want to see what the dude looked like.
A girl, I was like, damn.
So
I
if you're listening, whatever you're, I don't. Let's not put her name out there, but send us a picture, bitch. Just send it in the Insta
can
story.
You guys read the mail.
You know,
like,
we're
not
even
talking
like,
about.
I
want to
know what this nigga looks like.
Yeah, but nobody knows who you're talking
about. Okay, well, let me go. So basically,
So basically, this is my office.
So basically, guys, what we do every week is we read some letters from you guys, and you guys can let us know how awesome we are, how horrible we are, or let us know your horrible decisions that you're making. So this lady wrote me on Instagram, and she said, "Hey, girl, I absolutely love the show and have literally listened to every single episode. Thanks, boo. Let me just get right into it. Help me peg my personal trainer."
Okay, what this was a great, this was a good episode. Let's wrap this shit up.
Shut up, let me finish. What was an innocent client/trainer relationship has turned into the best sex of my life. Dildos, anal beads, collars, you name it, it goes down. After listening to one of your episodes, I thought, why not? Let me see if he's down. Not only did he agree, but also proceeded to send me pictures of him bent over and said if he enjoyed it, he would let me. Why?
I'm bitch because I'm just going to sit here and take this fucking tea and listen to the story.
He said if he would let me and a friend tag team him. By the way, she's talking about pegging, guys. She said she's totally down for it. So my question is, she has two questions. What type of toy/dildo do I use in the pegging? And how do I get him ready for some good old ass fucking? Thank you. P.S. I live in Central Florida and would love for you girls to do a live show in Orlando soon. Everybody
what that nigga look like
to motherfucking come to Orlando. She said one more thing. I'm 5 feet and he's 6'3", 290 pounds. What's the best position since I'm so short?
Is this the brown skin version of you?
That's what it sounds like, but 290, that's a chubster. That's a little too big for me.
No, it's not, is it?
At 6'3"? Girl, when I deal with 6'3", 180 soaking wet, yes. My niggas barely be hitting 200 pounds.
Actually, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, like that's chubster. A little
chubster. Ooh, and you can't say cock, but chubster's okay.
I mean, I'm just saying. So for her, I did write her back because
I had to take the whole cake.
So I had to let her know, first off, that I was jealous as fuck. Because I was like, damn, I was just telling Weezy that's literally kind of what I'm looking for right now in my sexual life right now. I'm being dominated. So if I were to be fucking somebody else, I need to be the dom and I would want a submissive guy. So I told her I was super jealous that she has a nigga that not only wants to get pegged, but wants to be ran a train on by two bitches. Like, bitch, that is fucking, that's actually a fantasy. And we might have to talk about that on an episode of Fantasies. But
I won't be it.
Shut up. So I guess I'll start from the last question she asked. When you have a size difference, so clearly, guys, I'm 5'1", 5'2", maybe if I'm lucky.
Are you about to say on the back?
Yes. And so the guy, I don't want to say guys, but the one guy in particular that I successfully pegged, he was 6'10", and I am 5'1". And so
it's basically missionary, y'all.
I would suggest if you're going to peg a guy who's much bigger than you to definitely start off in missionary position, because I'm not going to lie, we did try to start off doggy style, but his legs were so long, I couldn't fuck him while being on my knees because I'm short, so I had to stand up and do like a froggy style. It just wasn't as conducive to what I was trying to do. So I would definitely lay him down missionary.
We've definitely talked about this before, but I love revamping it every 20 episodes.
I know, pretty much. It's crazy that so many men are out here trying to. And so I would definitely recommend you to do missionary style. The other question was, what type of toy/dildo should she use? So in this, I ended up actually purchasing a prostate dildo, which was curved at
also
the top.
Also ask him, like, his comfortability with, like, sizing and stuff.
Well, yeah, there's that.
You want to make sure.
Well, they're already using anal plugs and anal beads.
Okay.
So I would assume he's pretty similar. Open back there.
A lot
there.
Of the prostate simulators are really slim anyway, though.
Yeah. Can you not sigh over there? There is no kink shaming allowed, and
you know what?
Being real judgy.
30 years from now, you're going to be so bored. All that great head of your life is going to be boring as fuck. You're going to be edging and edging and edging and be like, you know what? Just fuck my ass.
Yeah, you're going to be fucking asking to be bent
Absolutely
over.
Absolutely not.
Anyways, absolutely. So I would definitely not only look at the prostate dildos, but I was told by one of my guy friends who's bisexual, when he uses toys with girls, he actually likes the more realistic feeling, clearly because he takes real dick too. So he doesn't want it to be as hard. So make sure that it's
jelly
hard enough
or silicone.
Yeah, jelly or silicone. And then the second question is, how do I get him to be ready for some good old ass fucking? Definitely lube. Girl, I think I put
eat
so
it.
Much lube. Not only, but...
Well, eating it and, like, getting him turned on is going to loosen the sphincter muscle. So that's the thing about ass fucking is, how relaxed are you is going to be how enjoyable it is.
Yeah, 1,000%.
So, I mean, you don't necessarily have to eat it, but if he feels relaxed, then he's going to be able to take more of
more of that dick. Yeah. I mean, okay, that's not the dick, but you know, the man.
And also getting him ready for the like full on ass fucking. Like, don't just start with the pegging. Like, use the things that you've been using before.
Right.
Right. Make sure it's sloppy and like kind of already opened up. This is so funny because I really don't get my ass fucked, but I at least know what I need to do. Start with the smaller toys and then gradually work your way up. Don't just sit out there.
Or
with the fucking...
I actually saw this. This video, and I sent it to a couple of the listeners. It was a guy who looked amazing getting pegged. But what he did is they went through the whole act of her getting fucked first. And while they were fucking, he had a butt plug in his ass.
Ooh.
So he actually had his ass, like the muscles and everything contract. You know, it was already getting loose for the pegging. So I definitely think you need to have a huge conversation with him. It sounds like you're having the best sex of your life now, so at least you guys are comfortable with each other, because this honestly cannot be done unless you two are comfortable and trust each other.
I mean,
I will tell
you
now,
bring someone else into it.
Bringing someone else into it, you guys might want to even go get a couple drinks first. Like, you want to make sure he's open to her, because if he's not comfortable in that booty hole clinch up, y'all ain't going to be able to gangbang that nigga booty hole. So.
And you want to make sure that this is not a girl who's like a fucking amateur.
No, yes. That's a good
not
point. I didn't
fun.
Even think of that.
You
no.
know what I mean? Like, let's just say you get a girl who's like, oh, yeah, let's fuck that nigga.
Yeah, girl, so go ahead and drop your number and let me know. I'll let you know when I come in Orlando.
Oh, my.
I'm just playing. But no, I would like to tab team a nigga. That would
playing.
Be fun as fuck.
Oh, my God. I've always wanted to fuck one of our listeners. Like, that's a thing for me.
I don't want
to
fuck one of our listeners.
I do. Okay, sure. I never use the word fan because I think it's tacky. I think it puts you, seriously, I think it puts you on this, like, pedestal of, like, oh, I have fans and blah, blah, blah. So I don't like to say that. But I will say, I want to fuck a fan. That's the
Why
thing.
Do you want to fuck a fan?
I would love to know that someone's listened to all of me. Right? You smiling because you hear me. Like, bro, I'm not famous. But when I hear these stories about, like, people talk about fucking groupies, I would love to fuck a girl or a guy that, like, listens to me, knows all about me, and, it, like, really likes me and, like, all that
See,
shit.
See, you and I have this different.
And then they're like, yeah, that shit was good.
Nah, I feel like I've been, like, I mean, I'm not famous, but I've been out in the eye for a long time, like even back from my model days, to where I have people that they can sit here and tell me all my friends that I've cut off. Like, it's just too no. She don't listen.
I know,
she just
right.
doesn't listen. She's like a child, like a 2-year-old. I don't know if you know that.
Move
bro,
away from
all
the mic
of that
when you're
is
eating.
All in the mic, bro.
Yeah.
But we gonna go ahead
I
and sign out.
I wanted to move it.
She just wanna show Popeyes like they paying us on air. And
I didn't want to show
you
Popeyes
ate,
like bro.
You could have ate your Popeyes, but
let me tell
set.
You something. I was so fucked up last night. I did a fucking whole spin class with Alex. Ooh. I barely made it here. I didn't want to cancel because me and you already been fighting. So I tried to be empathetic to the fact that I need to bring my
empathetic to
ass
the
here.
Fact. So instead you just come in and ruin the sound of our audio.
Okay. When the pegging started, this was just more of your arena anyway, and I took it as an opportunity for red beans
and instead of eating your red beans and rice, you still chomped in with your mouth full every 2 seconds that you could.
It was
you,
only at the end. It's all good.
I mean, I'm
damn.
Just saying. Anyway,
we
y'all.
Wrapping it up.
Anyway, we gonna go ahead and wrap this up. This has been yet another episode. Please come and see us in Atlanta. If you haven't, the link is in all of our bios. Horrible Decisions, Full Court Punts, Wheezy WTF. Get in all of our bios. Click the link. Buy your tickets. Come out, come see us, come have fun. We got B. Simone hosting, and she lit. So, yeah, go ahead and holler at us. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
You want the biscuit?
Bye. Yeah, ho!